Good morning, this is billing department. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Sydney from Molina Healthcare. Scholar in regards of a member who received the bills. So I want to see if you can help me out.
Can I get the name of the practice or the provider?
Thomas Spine and Pain.
Thomas Spine and Pain. Just a second. Let me just transfer this call to the internal billing department. Just be on the line. Alright, I'm just transferring your call. If it gets disconnected, please call us on the same phone number so that I can, you know, transfer to the live representative. Is that fine?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Sydney from Molina Healthcare. I was calling in regards of a bill a member received.
Can I know the patient's name?
Yes. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Rachel.
Thank you. A member's first name is Diane, D-I-A-N-E. And last name is McAllister, M-C-A-L-L-I-S-T-E-R. The member received the bill.
Hello?
Yes, I was saying the member had received the bill. The bill amount is $104.
Okay, so the patient has received the bill of $104. So Molina Medicaid has left the deductible amount, which has been paid by secondary Molina has a dual complete plan. Okay, for that patient, Diana McAllister, for deductible, she has left the deductible of $257, from which Molina has already paid. It is an adjustment, sorry. The patient should not receive this amount.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Patient shouldn't have received that amount.
So she doesn't, the patient has a $0 balance?
No, hold on. Thank you.
Hello?
Just a moment, I'm checking that only. Hold on.
No problem. I'm going to check back in with the member. One moment. Hello, Ms. Rachel.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
In this claim, Molina has dual plan. So the primary insurance as Molina has left the deductible of $257.19, which is fully patient's responsibility, from which Molina secondary has taken the amount of $171.35. The remaining balance should be paid by the patient.
The member has Medicare and Medicaid. They are covered at 100%, no copays, deductibles, out-of-pocket costs. Do you guys need an updated EOB?
No, we have that EOB, but I'm just saying that only the patient deductible amount has been covered. Still, there is a remaining amount which cannot be... Okay, that should be adjusted. Okay, I'll adjust it, and there is no patient's responsibility remaining in that account. Okay.
So you're saying the member has a $0 balance?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you.